Tyler, Rick Bonus has been trying to find chemistry on that second line for much of this season. Imagine you like what you and Sean and Nick have been able to build here in a pretty short time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game the other night, we didn't really play a lot of special teams. So tonight it was obviously fun. A lot of time together. I thought we did some really good things, and hopefully it only gets better from here.
Before we talk about your goals, let's talk about that pass you made between the legs, backhand. Like, did you see him open there, or did you hear him?
We literally talked about it right before that shift to either way, find that little soft ice. And I think I just missed Monty and went right to him, and obviously he put it home.
And then the goals, first one, he kind of returns the favor, I guess, with a great pass.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's obviously, I think it started in our own end, and Monty talking underneath and good breakout and just, speed all the way through. And like you said, just a great pass to me and, great A opportunity.
To see you guys, come out of that first period, still a one-goal game. Hallie had to make a bunch of good saves. Was there a focus on maybe trying to extend that lead? And you guys certainly did that with a four-goal outburst.
Yeah, we definitely talked about how we weren't happy with it and we had a lot of room to improve. And our line especially, I didn't think we were very good in the first line, and we talked about it ourselves. So definitely, good to see. And like I said, hopefully we can just build off of it and keep moving forward.
What's the value of a lengthy road trip like this, especially for a new player like yourself, maybe to get acclimatized, meet some teammates kind of outside a normal setting at home?
Yeah, definitely. It'll be good to go for dinners with the guys. And last night was good too. So I think that's kind of where the bond really starts personally, is being able to, communicate and get to know each other off the ice. So I'm really excited for this trip.
And to hit the 30-goal mark, what does that mean to you? And obviously you'd like to not stop there and keep building,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where for myself, I go in every year and, expecting to score 30 goals. And for me to do it, obviously very proud, and there's still, 16, however many games, so hopefully, like you said, I don't stop.
I know you scored most of them with another team, but to see Kyle Connor, and he gets number 29 earlier in the game, does that almost motivate you, like friendly competition there to see who can finish on top?
No, I mean, I want everybody to score, so. obviously, he's an unbelievable shooter, and he's scored a lot of goals in this league, so hopefully he doesn't stop either.
Right on. Thanks, Tom. Rick will be right.